Bezvas Hashem Yisbarech, I'm Zoche to be Messiah Meseches Nazir with you, Daf Samach Vav, Amud Aleph, from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, Ki Mitzion, Teitzei Soru, Dvar Hashem, Yerushalayim. May we be Zoche to continue to grow together in the Yam HaTalmud. The Mishnah on the bottom of Samachei Mabez is where we had left off in regards to the halachos of Zav. We're going to learn the halachos of a man who has an irregular flow and how you verify whether he has tumas zav or not. That's going to be the topic of the Gemara's discussion on Samach Vav Amud Aleph, that the Gemara is going to discuss the halachos of tumas shichva zera as well as tumas zav. Then we're going to have a new Mishnah at the end of our Masechta on the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Aleph. And that is the history of Nazir. That's how our Masechta is going to conclude, the history of Nazir in the Torah. In other words, there's going to be discussion about Shmuel being a Nazir, of course, Shimshon's Nazirus, and then Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to finish the Perek with the lines, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, which is a very common way for a Masechta to conclude. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. The Mishnah on the bottom of Samach, Heyam and Be'ez, B'shiva Drachim Beit Gines HaZav. There are seven ways in which one checks to see whether a Zav is Tameh or not. Why are we discussing this topic over here? After all, this is not Maseches Taras. The answer is that on Samach Gimel and subsequent Mishnayis after Samach Gimel and Al, we had discussed the Cheskas Tahara of a Nazir, and now we're continuing the halachos of Zav, that whether a Zav is Tameh or not will often depend on whether he had a previous Chazak. There are seven ways we check the Zav. Actually, Nizkak L'Ziva. If he has not yet come to Ziva, Achilo Nizkak L'Ziva means that he hasn't had two Re'ias. That's the explanation of the Mefarish, who also has the Girsa Achilo Nizkak L'Tuma. Now the halacha is that a person becomes a Zav, that's a man who has an abnormal flow, so then he becomes a Zav after two Re'ias, because the first Re'ia we assume he was just an onus. That doesn't have a halachic significance. So we check the Zav in seven ways. We're going to explain what that means shortly, going through each one of them. B'machal u'b'mishta. If a person eats or drinks a lot, so then in such a case, he's more prone to come to Zav. B'masa, if he extenuated himself by carrying things. B'kfitza, b'jumpling. U'b'choli. And with any other type of sickness, a sickness that's particular to Zav, ubimare, or if he sees a woman, and that might bring him to hirur, that could bring Zav, ubihirur, as well as with hirur itself. The difference between bimare and bihirur is mare means he just sees a woman, lav dafkas himahar, and hirur means that he thinks about sexual matters. Mishnik skat laziva. So that is how you check. So in a case of he had any of these things beforehand, then that's not considered ziva. That is another physiological impetus to see zav, and that's considered ones, and it doesn't make him a halach, give him a halachic status of a zav. Mishenizkak laziva. However, if he already had the chazak of being a zav, so then ein boit kenoisa, you don't even ask, did you jump and so on. The chazaka assumes that this re'ia does not come due to an onus, it comes due to his status as a zav. Tosis explains the ramaschal mishenizkak latuma, that this is like in the context of the third re'ia, if it's the third time of zav, that would be an example of Nizkak L'Ziva. He had already seen twice, and this is a third Re'ia, so then we don't do these Sheva Bedikos. Not only that, adds the Mishnah, Onso, if the guy was an Ones, Usveko, in a case of Safek, Vishiv Chazaro, and if we believe it's not the irregular flow, but it's semen that had come out, Tmeyim, then we can assume that it has a Din Zov Vadai, Sheraglim, Layim L'Dover, that there is already enough circumstantial evidence that this guy is Tumazov, and therefore he retains the status of Tumas Zav. The Gemara is going to discuss this halacha, but let's first also bring in the Rash in Zavim in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, that says that this Raglayim L'davar is only talking about Safek. To say that by Shichva Zera, that if he saw Shichva Zera, that he becomes a Zav, what's the Raglayim L'davar? The Raglayim L'davar is for him to see Zav. Shichva Zera, Simin, is something that's entirely different. Or for that matter, the case of Onso, how are we going to explain that automatically we assume that that is Zav? That's why the Mefarish adds that you have to learn that the case of Onso, Sveikon, Shichva, Zera, is Tamei, not simply because of the Raglayim L'davar, but there is also Eif Shalem below Tzachtziche Ziva, that there was a little bit of Zav that must have been in the semen, for example, as well. Continues the Mishnah, Amakis Chaveram Dulem Misa. If someone hit his friend, and due to the hit that Reuven hit Shimon, and due to that hit, the wound that was, the doctors say, enough to kill Shimon, the hekel mimashahaya, and it turned out that he actually got better. He started getting better. The achemikan hichbid, and then he got worse. Umeis chayiv, and then he dies. Due to the wound, we would assume, and therefore he's chayiv. Rav Nechemya Omer Potter Sheraglayim L'davar. The reason why the Mishnah mentions this is because the context of Raglayim L'davar. Just like we said, there's Raglayim L'davar in regards to Zav. So too we say that there's Raglayim L'davar also when it comes to murder as well. And that is, if there was Raglayim L'davar that Shimon is starting to get better, then there's circumstantial evidence that the reason why Shimon died is not due to Reuven's hit, because after all, he got better for a while. It must be that there were other factors that were involved. The Gemara begins to ask in regards to Nizkak Tuma Laziva Shuveng Boit Kinoisai, that if the person was Nizkak Latuma, then we don't even ask, is he an Ones due to these factors? If he has Ziva, then he's automatically considered a Re'iyah of Zav, and then in such a case, if he sees it for the third time, he now becomes a Zav Godo. Minan Imili, what's the source of this? Amar Ibn Nasan, Amakra, Vazav es Zoivoi. The Pasuk says, and the Zav for his Zoivoi. So that is a general description of Ayikra Tes Vav Lamigimel. But Chazal, according to Rabbi Nasan, Darshin the Pasuk. Vazav es Zoivoi Lazachar Ulnekeva. So since it says twice the Pasuk of Zav, in the Pasuk it says Zav twice, and then it says Lazachar Unikeva, so then it means to tell us, the Re'iyah Shlishis Iskish L'Nekeva, that on his third Re'iyah, then he has the din of a Nekeva. And just like the Halach is that when it comes to a woman, that no matter why she gets her Ziva, that if she has a Re'iyah of Zava three times, so then on three different days, then the halacha is that she's a Zava Gedola, and she counts, has to count seven clean days. So the third Re'iyah, you have no inyan, no topic, no requirement of Bodkin. And therefore the halacha is that so too when it comes to Zav, there is no Bodkin as well. Asks the Gemara, is that so? Tanya, didn't we learn in Brice, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Bishlishes Boit Genoisei, Berevias Ein Boit Genoisei, that the halacha is that on the third Re'iyah we do check him, only on the fourth we don't. Ella, says the Gemara, we're going to have to learn Basim Kamiflegi, Rabbi Yehu, Eliezer Darish, Esim, V'rabbanan Lo Darshi Esim. The machlokis is going to be whether we're doresh the S. It says vazov ezovoy, that we were darshing before. Does it say two or does it three? Does it say three? So if you doresh S, so then Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that we're doresh the S, then you have three rias, and then on the fourth you're not bodik. But the rabbanan that we learned below, above, they're of the opinion that already after the second, you're no longer bodek. So what emerges is that everybody agrees that's iskish l'nekeva, but the only question is when is it iskish l'nekeva? on the second Re'iyah, and therefore the third is going to be like a Nekeva, or on the fourth Re'iyah, in other words, that there's going to be three Re'iyahs beforehand, and then on the fourth, we're going to say it's like a Nekeva, and even if he's an Ones, he has a Din Zav. We continue on to Samach Vav Lamed Aleph. Amar Rava Loi Tema Safik Chaza Safik Loi Chaza. Our Mishnah cannot be a case of Safik Chaza Safik Loi Chaza. It can't be a case in which there is a Safik of whether he saw Zav or not. Ela Vadai Chaza. Rather, the case of our Mishnah where we would need to be Bodek is a case where we should for sure saw. However, Safik Machmas Shifchas Shichvazer Safik Machmas Re'iyah. There it's talking about a case, our Mishnah is talking about a case where he had a suffix whether he saw Sheikh Vazera, he saw something, or it's Re'iyah. If it's Re'iyah Zav, then of course it has Din Zav. If it's Sheikh Vazera, then it would not be Metamin. And the reason we can't be talking about suffix is based on a concept that we have in regards to Nida, that Tosis in Gittin on Dav Beis Amid Beis says that a Nida we don't assume is constantly going to see. She will bleed and then she stops bleeding. So too over here, there's no reason to believe that just because once upon time he saw, he's going to continually see. And therefore, if the suffix is, did he see or did he not see, in such an instance, then you're not going to rely on the previous chazaka. This is how the Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Hey Perik Beis explains this halacha. So hence Rava says, loy tema suffix, chaza suffix lo chaza, elavadai chaza. But certainly she saw suffix machma shir chazer suffix machzriya, kimin shiniska klutuma sveiko tame. So once she saw, so then in such a case, halacha is that she's going to be tame. We learned in the Mishka, shich vas zero tmeya, that even if there was shif chazera after two times, he is considered tame. In other words, we saw in the Mefarish that we assume yefchal tzichtzuche zera b'li ziva. We assume that there was a ziva inside, there was dam zav from the zav in the shichva zera. Says the Gemara Limai. For what halachos has now this individual status changed? If you're telling me that the halach is now, he is mitami, if he touches something, he'll be mitami something else. Migara mishivchas zera detar. Is it any worse than shichva zera that shichva zera who doesn't have the din zav? Nevertheless, someone who emitted semen, the halach is he's bimitame bimaga. As the Torah Kedusha says, v'isha sheteitze mimenu shichva zera, that the oi is the rabos. Eshanoga, that even if you touch something when Shichvazer came out, he could be mitame. Elazare shalzav mitame b'masa. The chiddush is that his semen is also mitame masa, not only when he touches, but even if he is being carried by somebody, the person that carries him will become tame. Man shamis lohadomer shichvazer shalzav mitame b'masa. Who says that either if he's carried or his shichvazera is carried, that's mitame b'masa? If you're going to say it's based on the following brisa, so this is quoted in Baba Kama Chaf Hey Amad Alf. Disani Rebbe Ezra Mishich Vaz Zaroi Shel Zov and Mitam Masa Rebbe Yeshua Mitame Bimasa. The Shita Rebbe Yeshua is that the Shich Vazera of a Zov is Mitam Masa, as we mentioned above, for the Svara that we mentioned above, that the Mefarsha Kol Fishi Yev Shalom Bilot Zich Tzuche Ziva. That because we assume that there was a little bit of zav inside of the shichva zera, says the Gemara. Feel Rabbi Yeshua, even Rabbi Yeshua is machmer loy amar el mishum sichzuche ziva, only because sichzuche ziva. Avol beinel loy amar, but if it's be'en, he never said it. And from our Mishnah, the Gemara assumes it sounds like it's not only because there is a little bit of zav that's inside, but somehow the shichva zera itself would be tummy. How? Elo Amar Rav Ada Bar Rava Loimer She'ein Toilin Bo. Rav Ada Bar Rava learns a different shot. There is a halacha, explains in the Farish and Dibar Maschil Ella, that if a person sees Shichvas Zera, so then any emission that takes place within a period of Me'es La'es, a 24-hour period, even if it looks like the next emission is ziva, we are tole it in the carry. We are tole it in the shichvas zera. So what happens though if he was a riyah of zav twice? So if he was a riyah of zav twice, then ain talim ba. Period. So that's the chiddush over here of the Mishnah, which is quite different than what we had originally thought. We had originally thought that automatically if he has shichva zera, so then he's tamei like a zava gdola. No, it just means that the shichva zera would not be able to be tola the ziva me'es le'es. Very different than the simple pshat of the Mishnah. The Gemara continues, Sav Rav Papa kamedu Rav le'meimar. Aidi chul shehu dechazi. The original thought of how to understand our Mishnah said Rav Papa in front of Rava that the reason why we assume that this emission is an emission of Zav is because he was already Niskak, explains the Mefarsh, Nimer Maskel Savar. He already was gotten weak. He had already a Chazakah being weak from Ziva, and therefore we could assume that it wasn't due to carry. However, explains the Mefarish halfway through Savar, Avalhecha delo niskak l'tumah. But in a case where it wasn't niskak l'tumah, he didn't have a previous disposition to mavra carry. Haynu time talina says ava b'carry. The reason why we assume that the ziva is the carry, ve'ena matame kol eisleis mishum delavei dechushu dechazi. Da'kati lo niskak l'ziva. There's no reason to believe that there was ziva. But here, once he had a chulsha for ziva already beforehand, then presumably that's going to continue. And therefore, you can't betola the ziva into carry. By the way, I'm learning with you now, overlooking the kotel, you could hear in the background the sound of the Arab call. That you hear all the sounds of Yerushalayim, Be'ezer Hashem, may the sounds be purer and full of ruchnius with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei Rava. Rava said, in response to what Rav Papa had told him, the Aidi Chul Shehu Dechazi, and therefore we could assume that if there was a previous Re'iyah of Ziva, so then we're going to assume that this Re'iyah of Ziva as well of Ziva, and not simply a product of Keri. Bahatanan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah? This Mishnah appears in Zavim. Gershin is Gayer Tame Miyad Beziva. If someone converts, automatically he would have a din of Zav. Let's take a look at Rashi halfway in the Farish halfway through the Amud. Amalei Rav Bahatanan, Mesech Zavim, Akum Shara Keri. An akum that had carry, in other words, semen came out. Vinis gayer, and he converted mitame b'ziva miyad. He automatically has tumas ziva. Now this is a little bit of a chiddush. Why would he have tumas ziva? It doesn't mean that he's going to be zav automatically. There's nothing about geiris that makes you zav automatically. But what it means is that if he now sees ziva, despite the fact that when he was a goy, within 24 hours, he had seen keri, you cannot be tola the ziva in the keri. This is what the Mishnah had said. Now, asks Rava back into the Mefaresh, v'hacha deleka chusha. Here, there's no reason to believe that he's weak. V'afilu achi lo italina sazuva b'keri. So you wanted to say that always the explanation is that the reason why we're not tola b'keri is because Aidi Dechushla, that he's weak from the previous Ziva, and that's why he's seeing Ziva again, and that's why the keri does not tell us that we could assume that any Re'iyah Me'es La'es is of keri, and we have to be Machmir and call it Ziva. And you said it's because of Chulsha. In what way was the guy sick, the ger sick? You just ignore the Re'iyas Keri. Okay, and you're going to ignore the Re'iyas Keri because the guy saw the Keri as a Gentile. So there's a little bit of a chidush that somehow you ignore any physiological phenomenon that happened before and therefore will have regular din ziva. However, that rejects what Rav Papi had said, that it's Aidi de Chulsha. Amalei, Rav Papi will respond, Ein lecha chayli gedola mizu.
that the guy is sick. Most Mefarshim learn that the guy is sick because of his being mekabel all mitzvahs, and therefore we don't. He's chulsha, and the carry cannot explain any other re'iyah. We have to be choshesh that the next re'iyah is going to be a re'iyah of zav. Other mefarshim don't read the Gemara this way, and they change the girsa of the Gemara. We were reading according to the mefarish. Some learn that this is part of the kasha. Ger shiniskar mitame miyad beziva. According to Tosus, the girsa is v'amai. Ha'in l'cha choli gadola mizeh, gadol mizeh. Why is it that the guy is going to be considered a zav? We should consider him sick, and therefore the ziva should not be metame after Re'iyas Keri. Either way, we're gores. At the end of the day, the Gemara now has challenged, whether it concluded with a challenge or not, the Gemara has definitely challenged Rav Ada bar Ava. Because Rav Ada bar Ava, five lines above, said that when our Mishnah tells us that the halacha is that the guy is going to have a din ziva after Shechva Zera, Rav Ada bar Ava said it didn't mean literally that the Shechva Zera gives a din zav, but rather you can no longer be tole, you can no longer assume that what's coming out is keri, and therefore you have to be choshesh for ziva. If that would be so, according to the Mefarish, the Gemara now asks, as we just saw, that why would it then be that a ger is metame beziva miyad? In what way did the ger get sick? In order to say that the ziva were going to be tola, not be tola in the keri. That's how the Mefarish learns. So therefore it must be that the whole yesod that we had of ein tolen ba, which is based, the Gemara thinks, on the idea of aidi chulsha, that is incorrect. Elo tanoi, suggests the Gemara, but rather it must be that the pshat in our Mishnah, that when we say that there is shichva zaro, that nevertheless he's metame, the zav, why would that be so? If he's hoksik l'zav, automatically he's metame. The sign, shichva zaro shal zav, metame b'masa kol me'es la'es. Tanakam is of the opinion that shichva zaro zav is metame b'masa. If it's within 24 hours, then we assume that it's going to be metame. Rabbi Yosi Amar Yoimai. Rabbi Yossi says the halachic day and not a 24-hour period. What's that machlokes depend on? The Shmuel Rami. Shmuel asks the following question. If you have a person who had Re'iyas Keri at night, so the pasuk there goes on to say, Dvarim Chav Gimel Yud Aleph, he's not supposed to be in the machne, which is, of course, I'm looking right here at, I think, we call it the Mugabe Gate, where people walk up onto Harabayas, and that's a real problem to enter into the Machane, even the furthest of the Machanas, without going to the Mikvah. So hence, in order to be able to go up to Harabayas, number one, a person can't be Tameh and has to go to the Mikvah. Of course, there are many other Shalos are involved. All of my great Rabbeim were opposed for different reasons, but each one of them opposed for going up to Har HaBayis. Uksim in the pasuk also says Lufnos erev yirchatz b'mayim, that the Baal Keri could go to mikveh during the day and then wait for Harav Shevesh. Man domer me'es le'ez diyek milufnos erev. The one who says 24 hours will be medayek, that says Lufnos erev, towards the evening. The Mefarish explains 10 lines from the bottom that Lifnos erev mashma shtei aravim, two evenings. Lifnos chad erev mashma. Lifnos means one evening. Kidichsiv kipona hayom. Vaidichsiv erev haynu nami erev achrin. So he darshes are first to two evenings. In other words, if you're going to have 24 hours, then it's possible to have two evenings pass. If you have somebody that you have the first literal evening, and then you have the evening of the end of his 24-hour period. So let's say he becomes tamei at 4 o'clock, so then he's going to have an evening, and then it's going to be lefnos erev to the end of his 24-hour period. That's how he learns the pasuk. V'idach, and the man d'amar who says that's one calendaric day, diek mikre laila. That's one night. Uman d'amar l'fnei sarev haksim mikre laila. Amalei orcha dekra l'meisei b'laila. He's going to defend and say that's the normal way for the pasuk to be written. So how have we answered our question? We've learned that shichva zera shel zav is metame b'masa, and that's what our halacha is in our Mishnah is coming to tell us, that we're going to have to be machmir on shichva zera to be metame b'masa, not because, says the Mefarish in the first wide line that we had learned earlier, even if we're not going to say that there is any tzichtzuche ziva at all, but rather there's a gzeres hakasuv that it will be, the shichva zera would be metame b'masa if it follows ri'iyas ziva. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes that difficult Gemara. The Mishnah continues, Nazir HaYeshmuel Kedivrei Rabbi Noirai. According to Rabbi Noirai, Rabbi Noirai appears at the end of a few Masechtas. We have him in the end of Kiddushin. Rabbi Noirai, Amer, Einanim Lameid B'ni Ela Teira. Many learn that Noirai comes to the word Meir, that this is Rabbi Meir. He's of the opinion, Rabbi Noirai was, that Shmuel was a Nazir. Shnemar umayre lo yale al roishay. That it says that a razor will not go on his head. This was what the Navi instructs, excuse me, the Malach instructs the wife of Menach, Eshes Menach, that he should not cut his hair. So Nemar b'shimshin umayre, v'nemar b'shmuel umayre, just like it says by Shimshin, that by Shimshin we meant to say that his parents were instructed not to have a razor go over his head, and in regards to Shmuel, Chana promised that a mora was not going to go on his head. Ma mora hamura b'Shimshin nazir, af mora hamura b'Shmuel nazir. That's one opinion. Amar Rabbi Yosef aloy ein mora ela shel basar v'dam. Now that's not what mora means in regards to Shmuel. Umora lo yala rosho means that he will not have any fear of anybody. The Chana was davening that her son Shmuel should not be fearful of any human being. In other words, he should be determined to do the right thing no matter what. Amalei Rabbi Naroi, v'aloik v'nemar v'yomer Shmuel eicheleich v'shama shul v'aregeni. But Shmuel was afraid to go to see Shaul. Excuse me, he was afraid that Shaul was going to kill him if he would go to be anoint David as a melech. So he had Shekvar Haya Allah of Moresh Shal Basar Vedam. He did have a fear of Basar Vedam, and therefore, says Reb Noi Roy, it can't be the Chana David that he should not have fear of Basar Vedam, because it turned out that he did. Rather, it was Mora there. Very fascinating question. Either Mora means fear, or Mora means a razor. And Mora, according to Rabbi Noirai, means a razor. Amar le Rav Lechia Brei. Rav said to Chiva's son, Chatif ubarif. Grab the bracha of Birchas Hazimun to get the kos of Birchas Hamazon. Similarly, V'chein amar le Ravuna le Rabba Brei. So Ravuna said to Rabbi's son, Chatif ubarif. Now the Gemara asks a question. Lim Memra de Mevare Chatif. Are you going to say that it's better to be the one who makes the bracha on the kosher bracha from the zimun? V'atanya, but then we learn a brayser. Rabbi Yosi, Amar Gadol Ha'ayna Amen. Yosi min Amivarech. Rabbi Yosi said it's greater to answer Amen than to be the Mivarech. V'amalei Rabbi Noirai Hashemayim Kachu. That's an expression explains the Mefarish as the heavens also attest this. I promise that this is correct. Teda. And I'll prove it to you, says Rabbi Noirai. Sharei gul yorim, that these are soldiers, that are the simple soldiers, misgarim bimelchama, they're the ones who go out to war first, v'giborim noitzchim, and then later on, the stronger ones come to finish off the job. So therefore, what finishes off is the one that is more chashuv. Now the reason why our Gemara concludes our Masechta
with this memra is because it's a repeat of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nahoy Roy. That's how most learn. So we're once again having another teaching of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nahoy Roy. The Rabbi Nahoy Roy says that the Amen is more chashim than the bracha. Says the Gemara Tanoihi, that is actually a machlekes tanoim. Says the Gemara in the first wide line, San Chlavan Beis, the Sanya Echel Varech Echel Amen Masha, Elashim Marin Limavarech Tchila. When the pasuk says Gadol Hashem Iti Unuray Mashma Yachdov, the Gemara in Brachos darshins that Gadol Hashem Iti is the Mavarech, and Rama Shma Yachdov refers to answering Amen. Therefore, this brisa seems to say that what's most chashuv is the Amen. So there is a brisa that says like Rabbi Nahoy Roy. There is also another teaching that we had learned that was quoted from Rabbi Nahoy Roy that says that the Amen is more chashuv. So this brisa seems to say that to be maher, the bracha is more chashuv. There's another opinion that says that the Amen is more chashuv. There are quite a few mesechtas that end this way. Amar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. There are Talmidei Chachamim who increase peace in the world. Shneamar v'chol banayich lamudei Hashem v'rav shalom banoyich. The Chazal darshin v'chol banayich lamudei Hashem v'rav shalom banoyich. Rather, we're not referring to the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Shalom, B'Chazal Darshin, Al Tikri Banayich, Ela Boinoyich. Marsha explains because there was no greater shoftim in Klal Yisrael, paradigms of shoftim than Shmuel and Shimshon, hence we speak of them as Talmidei Chacham Dar Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, or, that's how the Marsha seems to learn, the Leket HaKotzrim is quoted saying a nice vart. He says Leket HaKotzrim explains that we just got through saying that Amorayim had told their sons, Chatef Uvarech, say the Gemara wants to modify. And the Gemara says the only time you should grab to make a bracha is if you're not going to be fighting anybody else. You should jump at the opportunity. But if Chasele Chalila, any beautiful thing that you're going to do in Avodas Hashem, comes at the expense of others, so then in such a case, it should not be done. Baruch Hashem. We have concluded Meseches Nazir. And may we continue to go maila and maila in the Yam HaTalmud. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Samach Vav in Meseches Nazir. Hadron Allah Hakusim Eilem Miziris V'Selik Allah Meseches Nazir.